KTAR, in depth.
All we can release about the suspect at this time is it's an adult male. And like I said, he's been in custody. There were no issues with that.
Peoria Police Sergeant Brandon Shefford, about the arrest of that man suspected of going on a drive-by shooting spree in the West Valley. It all started a little after 11 yesterday morning. One person dead, 12 hurt, four of whom were shot at eight different crime scenes. We don't know who the suspect is since police haven't released that info. And Chad Benson, the Chad half of Gatos and Chad, joins us now to talk about this. You and I were chatting about this in the hallway a little earlier.
Yes.
Boy, when you hear the term drive-by shooting, I'm thinking gang activity.
Yeah, that's what I think.
But when I hear shooting spree, I'm thinking disgruntled, crazy person. Yeah, or whatever, right? And then I also heard the term road rage used. So that brings a whole different thought to mind.
Road
right?
rage is usually a situation where you're mad at a singular individual. Right. So
right. Could that set you off and then you just decide to shoot at everybody that you see?
Like that movie. What's that movie? Falling Down with Kirk Douglas,
Michael
Douglas. They didn't give him his McDonald's at 10:01. So from there, he decided it was over.
He just abandoned his car and walked around.
The FBI is here because they wanted to make sure. Is it a QAnon crazy person that is, you know, domestic terrorism? Is it old-fashioned terrorism? We know what we're talking about. If it's none of those things, then they're just going to go on their merry way. Then the question becomes that the local jurisdiction is, you know, as Chris Rock said, whatever happened to crazy? Sometimes it's just crazy.
Right.
Is it somebody like that? Is it a gang initiation? Or did somebody decide today was normally when people go on like a killing spree like that, it's they're mad at the world. They're going to give all their pain and inflict it to everybody else.
Right.
And then that day is going to be their last day, whether it's by their own hands or by police.
Although, and this is crazy, like 15 years ago, we had two sets of serial murderers in the Valley. We had the Baseline Killer and then we had the serial shooters, which were two guys who just went around doing what they called recreational killing. So. Yeah. I don't know, you know, but like a drive-by makes me think it was gang.
But
that's just, those are just names that we've given to this situation because we don't know how to classify.
No, we don't. And so, and the other thing is because we're speculating. I mean, we don't know. This person could have a mental, you know, could be mentally disturbed.
He looks young. I'll say that from the video
young.
I saw.
One of the descriptions somebody put out there is like, I'd be surprised if he's 20.
Yeah.
It's an unfortunate situation.
Whew.
But the good news is mine is the person that was fatally shot. The others all seem to have non-life-threatening injuries.
Right.
And only four people were shot. So that means either car accident, shrapnel, stuff like that. But it could have been much worse. But it just sounds, I just said, it felt like he was hunting.
Yeah, it really did. It took me back to, because I covered that as a reporter. I covered the serial shooters. And I remember being on the scene. I was the first reporter on the scene of one of those shootings and the victim. And it was just so eerie to know that somebody was just driving around shooting at people. This guy did it in broad daylight, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound to me like he was planning to continue this on for weeks and weeks.
No,
like they
and,
did.
He gave, and he gave up. There was no kind of like, you know, it wasn't any like, you know, I'm not going to go out without a fight kind of scenario. It was just,
Which doesn't make it feel gang-related, right?
I think gang-related because, you know, if it's gang-related, you got cred. Now you got street cred.
Yeah, but you're going to prison for the rest of your life.
So,
you know, so there's your street
the whole
cred doesn't
thing
matter.
is just bizarre.
Yeah.
And,
man,
you know, will
really
we ever
is.
Know the truth? That's a question because if there's certain scenarios that don't fit certain things, this thing will probably quietly go away. And that's, it's a very bizarre situation. And luckily, more people weren't killed.
I wanted to mention something positive.
Yes.
And that is something that you and Gatos are doing, your Food Bank Fridays. That's going on today. And what happens when people text the word food to 411-923?
You're going to be giving money to St. Mary's Food Bank, which is incredible. This is the time of the year that it is so tough because people are out of town. People are going, the schools, people don't realize how much schools and feeding children, not just children, sometimes throughout the day, the entire family helps. People need this more than ever before. And on top of that, water, the amount of water that they're able to give, because this is huge. And the food bank does an amazing job. And I'm telling you guys right now, just a little donation goes such a long, long, long way. And they need help because between last year and even now, the amount of food that they're giving away every month is insane.
And you know what? If you're new to the Valley, you might not know this. St. Mary's Food Bank was really the original food bank in the country.
Yes.
So you're going completely old school.
Old school.
Well, school's out, so there's not a lot of places for people to go who are hungry. And with school out and a lot of people out of town, not a lot of people to give. So it's more important than ever, Chad.
Absolutely.
Benson.
It's never been as important as before. They said even last year, as bad as it was, this summer is just, it's starting off, and they're giving away food like they cannot believe. But also, they're talking about the amount of water that they need to help for people who are homeless. Just a thing of water may save somebody's life.
Well, we're...
especially with 800-degree temperatures.
No, we're mid-June. It's 118 yesterday. All right, so text the word food to 411-923 to give to Food Bank Fridays.